Lucy had never heard Mr. Carton speak like this before. Tears came to her eyes as she thought of his hopeless, miserable life. "Don't cry," said Sidney Carton. "I am not worth your love. But you should know that for you, or for anyone close to you, I would do anything. Please remember always that there is a man who would give his life to keep someone you love alive and close to you. Goodbye, Miss Manette." On the day of Lucy's marriage to Charles Darnay, Mr. Lorry and Miss Pross stood, with Lucy, outside the door of Dr. Manette's room. Inside, the doctor and Mr. Darnay had been talking together for a long time. Soon it would be time to leave for the church. Lucy looked very beautiful, and Mr. Lorry watched her proudly. He talked about the day, so long ago, when he had brought Lucy, as a baby in his arms, from France to England. Miss Pross, too, had her memories, and thought fondly of her brother, Solomon. He had stolen money from her many years ago, and she had never seen him since then, but she still loved him. The door of the doctor's room opened, and he came out with Charles Darnay. The doctor's face was white, but he was calm. He took his daughter's arm, and they went out to the waiting coach. The others followed in a second coach, and soon, in a nearby church, Lucy Manette and Charles Darnay were married. After the marriage, Lucy and Charles came back to the house for breakfast, and then Lucy had to say goodbye to her father for 2 weeks, the first time they had not been together since his return from Paris.